Chance began walking the three flights upstairs. He did not trust the elevator since the time Black Louise had been trapped in it for hours. He walked down the long corridor until he reached the front of the house. The last time he had seen this part of the house, some of the trees in the garden, now tall and lofty, had been quite small and insignificant. There was no TV then. Catching sight of his reflection in a large hall mirror, Chance saw the image of himself as a small boy, and then the image of the old man sitting in a huge chair. His hair was gray, his hands wrinkled and shriveled. The old man breathed heavily and had to pause frequently between words. Chance walked through the rooms, which seemed empty. The heavily curtained windows barely admitted the daylight. Slowly he looked at the large pieces of furniture shrouded in old linen covers and at the veiled mirrors. The words that the old man had spoken to him the first time had wormed their way into his memory like firm roots. Chance was an orphan, and it was the old man himself who had sheltered him in the house ever since Chance was a child. Chance's mother had died when he was born. No one, not even the old man, would tell him who his father was. While some could learn to read and write,